everybody. Welcome to episode 19. We are already laughing. Already we're laughing.
I have to tell you, I'm on a little bit of a tear today. I'm a little cranky. Don't you? Do you ever have days where you really don't have anything to do? And I so look forward to it because I go, you know what? I have no auditions today. I don't have to work. I feel like a little bit of a loser, but I don't have anything going on. So I was super, super excited because I thought I am going to take a day for me. I'm going to sleep in. Well, I can't really sleep in because I got to get my kid to school, but I'm going to come home. I'm going to get back in bed. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to do my photo album on Shutterfly. I'm going to get my stuff done, my to-do list, but just like, you know, relaxing kind of stuff. And then before you know it.
Did you?
No, because before you know it, little things always kind of creep in. It's one of those days where I'm still in my sweats. I have no bra on. I still haven't washed my face. It's like the late afternoon. I haven't brushed my hair. I don't care about that kind of stuff because I have to.
You look very pretty though. I just want you to know.
Thank you very much.
Very natural.
Thank you. I do need to go to the grocery store and I need to go to the post office. But other than that, I get depressed because then I feel like the day has so many possibilities and then it starts to slip away and you go, what have I done? I've done nothing. I was going to clean and I haven't cleaned because I forgot I needed to watch my mom's dog, big fucking horse dog that's leaving hair all over my house.
I want to sing something to you from one of our favorite Christmas shows.
Okay.
There's always tomorrow for your dreams to come true.
The sun will come up tomorrow.
Oh, we could
dollar that tomorrow. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I have some sort of chip missing, some sort of like OCD chip that keeps me from being able to just relax on days like this and lay around and do nothing but watch TV and go, you know what? I don't give a shit. I'm not going to do a damn thing. I'm just going to lay here in bed and stare at the television set and be okay with it.
I would love to be able to do that. And I always like this past couple weekends because I'm getting... I know. I feel like not guilty, but I just am like, and then like, I get phone calls or whatever. And I'm like, but I really just, I'll complain about it and be like, I just want a weekend where I'm not doing anything.
And then when it happens, then the weekend gets away from you and you go, what happened? I spend the entire weekend going, oh, I'm going to just do this one thing really quick and then I'm going to relax.
Yes.
Oh, wait,
yes.
No, I'm going to do this. Wait, I'm going to get everything done so I can relax for the rest of the day. And then it's 5 o'clock and I'm going, wait, what happened to my day? I was supposed to relax today. God damn it.
Damn it. I got things done. Shit.
But that's the thing. I think if I looked at it at the end of the day, I think if I looked back and went, oh my God, I got everything on my to-do list. Look at all the stuff I got done. Then maybe I'd be able to feel accomplished. But I'm looking around my house going, how is it late afternoon already? And all of the piles that I was going to put away are still there. And, you know, I was going to finish my kid's Halloween costume and I still have yet to start that. Like,
what's it going to be?
What the fuck happened to my day? Oh, I'm like the ultimate bad mother because he wants to be Master Chief from Halo 4 and I don't even let him play Halo 4.
So how does he know what Master Chief looks like?
Because he's played it. He has played it. He plays it at his friend's house. You know, he'll go over at his friend's house and play it even though he knows I don't like those games. And I did let him play it on his birthday because I got him one of those video game trucks and I thought I'm spending a buttload of money on this stupid video game truck. I let the kids play Halo 4. It was 2 hours, whatever. But he's not allowed to play it as a rule of thumb. He can't sit in my house and like, you know, blow shit up in the living room. I'm just not good with that. I guess I'm a stick up your ass mom because there's plenty of his friends who play Call of Duty, Halo 4. They play all these really violent video games. And I'm not down with that. I truly, honestly believe that like our society, this society of Columbines is built on fucking video games. I know it's not just all video games, but I really believe that all of this video gaming era and the computer gaming and all of this like desensitizing of our youth
is causing
a lot of this bullshit.
I think when you desensitize anybody from something that's violent to something that's celebrated, and then you detach emotionally, you create some sticky wickets.
Yeah, you know, I didn't. We did not grow up in an era, we're older. We did not grow up in an era of Columbines. We didn't have school shootings. When I mean, there was the odd occasional college, you know, kid on a clock tower, but those were very,
And that was fine. And that was okay.
Fine. That was fine.
Okay, and that was fine because they used rifles, right? I mean, it was an automatic weapon, so that's okay. No. It was just, you know, they could only pick off one or two people, not 40. So in those days, it was fine.
No, listen, it wasn't fine, but, you know, every era, of course, you're never going to not have crazy people. There's always going to be crazy people. We just happen to have way more school shootings. We have way more kids. And a part of it, I think, obviously, is the access to guns, and I get that. I have some friends who do the crazy rants on Facebook, and I'm, you know, I'm in the dark just going, sitting at my computer going, hallelujah, amen, sister. I'm not going to be the one to be, like, the crazy ranting person on Facebook. But I agree with those people because it is true. Guns should be, you know, we should not have guns. We shouldn't have the kids. I don't know. Listen, my thing about it is I'm not going to go off on a political thing, but I'm just going to say that my thing about it is I have my small little section of the world over here that definitely believes that they need to do a lot more testing with what happens to children's brains with the sheer amount of video games and violence and access and all of that, because some of these kids are playing it for hours and hours and hours. And I went to my friend's house once. I played Grand Theft Auto for the first time ever. We played it for like an hour, 2 hours. And yeah, it was fun. I got into it, but I played it one time for like an hour and a half. And I was driving home thinking, you know, I'm gonna go carjack that guy, or I'm gonna slap some bitches, or, you know, I mean, you get I'm gonna go beat up a hoe, you know, I mean, you get like super desensitized to it. So that being said, circling back around on this one, I do not allow my kid to play the violent video games. I did make a compromise, and I got him the Halo. What's the other? There's one that's rated T for teen. Halo Wars, I think, is what it's called, because it's more like fantasy and whatever, and it's not quite as based in reality where the people are real and the you know, the enemy is real and everything. It's not as quite as bloody, I think. I don't know. It's rated T for teen. That was my compromise. But Master Chief is not in that one. Master Chief is in Halo 4, and he wants to play that one. But I said, yeah, no. No rated M for mature video games. Sorry. However, you can dress like him for Halloween if you'd like. Whatever. So I am now... in my grand hypocrisy, building a Master Chief costume for him.
Okay, and so Halloween's on Friday this year.
Yeah.
And what are your, like, what, do you get a lot of kids for trick-or-treating?
You know, we probably do, in our new neighborhood, we probably do, but we don't usually, we're not at home because we walk up to, my sister lives a couple of blocks away, and she lives in this cul-de-sac, and they get a lot of traffic, foot traffic, and so we'll go over there. She starts 3 days before Halloween and makes a gigantic vat of chili. And it's just friends coming in and out and trick-or-treating.
I remember.
They build my nephews now have built a haunted house in the front yard. Last year was their first year doing that. So it's kind of a big deal. So we walk up there and we trick-or-treat and hang out at their house. And then we just
Do the neighbors? Remember the neighbors from her? They had that, like, they make their house into the haunted house?
Well, that's
around the block?
That's the thing. Sorry, if you hear noise, it's because... as the aforementioned, watching my mother's dog, my mother's horse dog, he's very anxious, so he keeps pacing and he doesn't want to sit down. Buddy, sit down. Sit. He doesn't listen either. He's still standing.
Anxious dog that doesn't listen. Maybe if he listened, he wouldn't be so anxious.
No, now he's lying down. So yes, what happened was the people who used to have the big haunted house, their kids graduated. They graduated from school, you know, from high school, and they went off to college. And so the parents don't just build a haunted house just because anymore. And so now some of the neighbors got a little pissy about it, and somebody turned them in, and they, you know, I don't know, it was kind of neighborhood drama. So they weren't able to do it because, you know, for a couple of years there, they did it as a fundraiser for his baseball team. And they did suggested donations, and people would like pay a couple of bucks to go through that because they did it. They did it all out. Like, they've turned their entire backyard into a maze.
And yeah, explain that, because when I lived in California, I'd go over to your sister's house for Halloween, and you'd walk, it was like around the block or whatever.
Yeah.
And these people made their like backyard, and like you'd have to, you walk through the garage, or there was something like you had to crawl through. Yeah. And then the whole backyard was like this thing. And this was like the bomb. I mean, it was like a haunted house.
Yeah, it was a haunted house. It was they weren't fucking around. They had the kids from the baseball team all volunteered. So they had a staff of like 15 people in the haunted house. They had a big backyard. So you go down the driveway, that would be the entrance. Then they had a big backyard that they had, they built the haunted house. And they had like a little, not really a guest house. It was more than a shed and not a guest house. It was kind of like a little one room kind of thing. And they would even incorporate that. They'd have flickering lights in there, and they'd have like, you know, granny in a, they'd do some, every year would be a different theme in that little room. They'd do, you know, what was that movie? The circle one, with the girl like from the crawling out of the well. What was that movie?
I don't, the circle one. I have no
idea. It was like the logo was like a circle, and it was super creepy. I'm not a horror movie person. And I, for some reason, somebody dragged me to see that. It was really fucking creepy. But there's this girl down in a well, and they did like that as a theme once where they had the flashing light. I don't know. But really scary.
But they're not doing it anymore.
Really scary. No, because the kids got older and they graduated and they went away to college, and one of the neighbors turned him in anyway because I think it got too big. So then they couldn't really do it anymore. And now my nephews last year decided to build one. To them, it's big. We have a big, Auntie Keek, we have a big haunted house. But, you know, it's literally like a 10-foot by 5-foot box that they've built for you to walk through that they put the
it's
plastic
like the
on
refrigerator,
the sides.
The refrigerator?
No, box. No, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. You can walk through it, but it's literally like the size of a little short hallway. And they just kind of stand on the side and scare people as they walk through. But they stand on the sides of the hallway and just jump out at people. But, you know, it's cute and they love it. And, you know, it keeps them off drugs.
Yeah, there. So do you, okay, so
it keeps
I
them out of the streets. Yeah.
I love the whole thing. I love trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome that people go and give candy and stuff. I just don't like being the person who has to sit at their house and answer the fucking door for 2 hours. I don't like it.
No, it's fun. It's fun for a little while, but then the novelty wears off. I just took my sweatshirt off because it's hot. And as I mentioned before, I haven't really gotten dressed yet, so I have no bra on.
I can't see one and two. Oh, yeah. Did nothing for me.
So I have never really gotten stuck doing candy duty because, like I said, at my sister's house, everybody just takes turns because the door is kind of always open because people are constantly walking in and out all night. And but yeah, sometimes I'll stand at the front door just to get the experience to be like, hey, I want to hand out some candy. And then after a couple of times you go, nah, I'm over it.
Do you know what I do?
You just leave the basket outside?
No, I put up a sign that says, sorry, no candy this year.
Oh my God. Bah humbug.
And then I leave the light off.
You're that person?
I became that person.
No, you know what? You know what I just saw? And I had never seen it before, but they just sent out a flyer from my kid's school where they're doing a drive. Where is that flyer? I had it somewhere. I'll bet I threw it away.
Well, maybe your dude took it.
Don't even get me started. Probably. Although my side of the desk, I have to out myself. My side of the desk is way more messy right now because I was going to clean it. And alas, what am I doing? I'm recording instead.
Well, this is business.
Yeah, business is business, as your dad would say.
But he was talking about fucking, recording a podcast.
I know. I wasn't really going to go there. Their flyer, they are doing some sort of a candy drive where the YMCA, I think it's the YMCA, now the dog's making noises. I did not just fart. That was the dog groaning.
I heard that though.
The YMCA is doing some sort of candy drive where you literally go and drop your candy off. And my first thought was,
when? For after Halloween?
After Halloween. And my first thought was, okay, so this is what Halloween has become. It's become everybody spending hundreds of dollars on candy to hand out. And then the next day, the parents taking all of those hundreds of dollars of candy and dropping it off at the Y. And then
what
happens?
Who are they giving it to? What are they getting? Like, is this a diabetic drive?
I don't know. We're just giving our money away to Hershey and the candy companies just because we might as well just walk up to Nestle, write them a check for $100 and just be like, thanks, we're going to call it even. And we'll just give out little coupons in their baskets that say, hi, my name is Sally and I donated to Nestle this year.
Right. So this way you won't become diabetic, fat, or have bad teeth.
Well, and that's the thing. At first, I was laughing because I thought it was kind of funny because I thought, and then what do? They just throw it all in the trash. And granted, I am the sugar patrol at my house. I think we've talked about this before. I'm always the bad cop because I feel like I'm constantly walking around behind everybody going, no sugar, we need to eat healthier. Let's, you know, one treat today. You get one treat and that's it, you know. However, so I agree with it. But at first I did think it was kind of ridiculous to make your kids go out and gather candy and then take it away from them the next day and make them give it away at the YMCA. But what their point was is, yes, that, you know, obesity in the United States, childhood obesity in the United States is completely out of control. I feel like I've just been on nothing but a soapbox this episode. Childhood obesity is totally out of control right now. So their whole point is, obviously, you know, have your kids take what they want and then give the rest away. And they give it away, and what they do is they box it up and they ship it overseas to the troops as a thank you to the troops so the troops can get diabetic and fat.
Although those guys are probably burning off so many calories that it's, yes, you know, negligible. Okay, so this is my dilemma this year.
Wait,
it's
hang
a
on.
Friday.
So I just have to say one more thing. Okay. So what they do is they hop the troops up on high fructose corn syrup and then they give them guns.
See?
Win, win. Okay, so it's a Friday, and now you can't be Scroogey McScrooge and turn off the porch.
Because here's
light.
The thing, too. You know, I work from home. So for me, if trick-or-treating starts at 3:30, that's like my shipment time. I am, like, trying to get stuff done.
Turn on your heart light. Come on.
So
don't be a Scrooge.
But it's a Friday, so I could legitimately not be here. I could definitely be someplace else.
Oh, my God. You're that person. You know what's happening. Remember when you were little and you would go trick-or-treating and there'd be like, oh, my God, you guys, that house over there is giving away full-size Hershey bars. You know what they're saying about your house?
Don't go there.
Fuck that house. Don't go to that house. I heard she's a mean old lady who doesn't like Halloween.
No, she hates kids. No, there's no judgment. There's no judgment on me. You know what I did when I was a kid? If I saw the house that didn't have the light on, I just didn't go to that house, and I never thought twice about those people. I didn't judge them. I didn't say, oh, there's the mean witchy lady who doesn't like candy. You've written this whole story for me.
Hurry up, you guys. She eats kids and makes a stew on Halloween.
Oh, yeah, this is the lady that every other day but Halloween lets us ride her bikes in her driveway and talks to us when we go by. But on this day, she's a fucking bitch. She hates us.
Yeah, child hater.
So I don't know what to do.
Why, just because it's a Friday? I mean...
No, because I don't know if I want to give candy or not.
Well,
I don't.
What did you do
because
last
the
year?
I put the sign up.
So why Sorry, is it no. any different? Why isn't it just because it's a Friday? Why is this year any different?
I don't know. You know what else I was thinking of doing is like actually going...
The guilt is starting to eat you alive.
I was actually considering sitting on my porch in like a costume of some sort with the bowl in my lap and a sign that says, please take two pieces. And when the little fuckers take more than two pieces, like scare the ever loving shit out of them.
Yes. Yes, please. Please do that. Oh, or you could set up some, because they'll know that there's a person there. They'll think it's a mannequin at first, but then they'll know. So then what you could do is you could just like hide right inside the door and put some sign of a mic, put a mannequin with some sort of like a hidden mic. So you could say, hey, I saw you. Drop it. Drop it. Drop that third piece.
Could you imagine how freaked out you would be as if you're that shitty kid that goes and grabs like a handful to stick in the
honor
bag?
Honor code! Like, you could just scream, honor code!
Someone's like, hey, Porky, put it down.
Hey.
Don't you think you've had enough?
You don't need any more candy. Did you see on the news where, was it Walmart? I think it was Walmart that got busted by the Today Show this morning, and they were...
For what?
One of the female newscasters was pissed. You could tell when she was reporting the story because apparently instead of writing plus size costumes, they wrote fat girl costumes.
No, they did not. No, they didn't.
They did.
What?
And
hold on.
It was up for a whole weekend. It happened on a Friday and it was up for the whole weekend. And the whole internet was abuzz because Walmart was calling them fat girl costumes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yes. They were shaming because God forbid it's either the slutty girl costumes or the fat girl costumes. Those were your only choices, apparently.
What is the, are you kidding me?
You could be like a slutty nurse or, oh, here you go. I'm sorry. If you're a fat girl, go to the fat girl section and get yourself a nice fat girl costume.
Okay. For a second, I thought you were talking that it was like one store. It was on their website.
That's what I'm saying. It was on Walmart's website. They had the section, instead of saying plus size costumes, it said fat girl costumes. They've changed. They've since changed it. So if you type in at Walmart and you type in plus size costumes, that whole section that says plus size over the weekend, and they showed screenshots of it on the Today Show this morning, said fat girl costumes. Do a Google search for it. You'll probably be able to find a screenshot.
I did. I'm looking at it right now.
You can see where it says
fat girl costumes. I didn't see the sign. Hold on. I'm going to look at it right now.
So I'm drinking water. Yeah, so not only, you know, are you shamed for dressing slutty because for some reason that's what girls want to do now. I just like to wear my wigs and I bought these really cool eyelashes. I went to a Halloween party, a costume party on Sunday night. It was a little kid costume party, but it said costume party. So I get dressed up. I get all the kids. I had all the kids with me, so I get all three of the kids dressed up. My dude had to work, so I was on my own. I'm trying to do my makeup. I'm doing their makeup because I'm not used to having girls at Halloween.
So right.
We go to the costume party and none of the adults are dressed up. And I'm going, my two friends were, but the thing about it is I don't give a shit. I love Halloween and I love dressing up. My two friends that were there, of course they dressed up. They had fantastic costumes. They were beatniks and they looked awesome. I need to try to see if they'll let me post the pictures, which by the way, you never posted the video, the music video of,
oh yeah,
you got to post that music video from Sound of Music.
Okay,
as a throwback, make a note.
Okay, making a note.
And what was I talking about?
About the beatnik costume party.
Oh yeah. So I know. Don't shake your head at me. I don't. My short term memory is for shit now. Don't turn 40. We go and we're dressed up, and I was so sad because halfway there I thought, oh shit, last year I go to some of these costume places and I'll buy really cheap shit after Halloween is over. You can buy all these costumes for 70%.
Right.
And I just fill up the costume box and I had these really cool false eyelashes that were like feathers. They were really, really long feathers and I totally forgot about them. And so I didn't get to wear them. They would have been really cute with my costume. But everybody looked really cute. So usually for Halloween, I used to go all out and dress up. But now that I deal with kids' costumes, I just like throw on a wig and some fun false eyelashes and I like to do crazy makeup. It's fun for me to do crazy makeup. So I don't, you know, I feel like everybody, God forbid, if you're not going to be a slutty nurse, now Walmart's going to just send you to the fat girl section and shame you that way.
Yeah, just go to the fat girl section. Fucking fat girl costumes at Walmart. That is just, that gets me going in so many different ways. All right. Another reason why Walmart's not on our list.
Seriously. No more. Yeah. Apparently we're not going to be getting any sort of endorsements from Walmart or maybe from Nestle. I mean, we weren't super negative about Nestle.
No, but you know what my favorite? No, we weren't negative about Nestle at all. It was just their product. Kidding. Ha ha. No, you know what my favorite candy is? Smarties.
I love Smarties. I don't know what it was when I was younger. And like I said, younger is like, I'm talking about all the way through my 20s. I used to love just the bullshit candy, you know, the chocolate, the milk chocolate and the candy bars and the stuff like that. I had a sweet tooth and I was not discerning. I mean, I think always and forever, my favorites have been Junior Mints and Peppermint Patties and stuff like that. But then as I got older, I started to appreciate dark chocolate. Now I love dark chocolate. And when I eat the milk chocolate, like the candy bars and stuff, that stuff just tastes waxy and gross to me now. I used to, my favorites used to be the Reese's peanut butter cups, but now when I eat those, they give me a stomach ache because they just seem like waxy chocolate. But you know who has really good Reese's peanut butter cups? Obviously not Reese's. The Trader Joe's ones, because they have dark chocolate and peanut butter little mini cups. Oh my God, they're so good.
Because I freeze them. I put them in the freezer.
Oh yeah.
I love them frozen. Anyway, so, but I'm more of a sweet, like sugary, as opposed to milk or like chocolatey. So I'll have Smarties and I like, you know, Skittles, you know, that kind of stuff. So anyway,
I don't like the sugar candy. I don't like the sugar candy, but somewhere along the line, I started eating, I think it was at a Halloween. I started eating the other little candy that was in there. And oh my God, ever since, I love Smarties.
Oh, I could go through Smarties. Like four rolls in like 3 seconds. I'm like just like I'm a Pez dispenser. I just fucking eat them all.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so that would be that's going back to that would be the candy that I would get because I would eat it. Maybe that and some Reese's peanut butter cups. So.
Well, I do have to say Almond Joys too. I just picked the almonds off of them.
Cause you like I don't like coconut.
Oh, I love coconut.
Yeah. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't.
I don't ever. I feel like
I don't like I don't like nuts in my candy. I don't. I pick the almonds off, but it's just because it's dark chocolate. I don't like. It's just if you're gonna do the chocolate or the sugar, just give me the straight up chocolate. Don't fuck around with the nuts.
Oh, okay. Good to know. All right. Well, that's my deal for Halloween. I still now have this dilemma. I'll get back to you. To let you know if I give the kids the damn candy or not.
Not a dilemma at all. I think you absolutely have to scare the shit out of the little fuckers. You either need to put some sort of a hidden microphone and shame them when they take more than one piece of candy. Or, yeah, you have to like stand there. You have to stand there really still like a mannequin. Put like a sheet over. You could do it if you put a sheet over you because then it wouldn't necessarily look like a person.
I'll have to think about it. It's supposed to rain too. So if it's all rainy and crappy.
God.
Yeah, it's supposed, you know, it that is this time of the year in the Midwest. Yeah, I think it's supposed to be rainy and, let's see here. Rainy and 44 degrees. That's a fun Halloween in Chicago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ours is supposed to be sunny and like 75.
A chilly, raw Halloween. Daytime temps struggle to the mid-40s with gusty north winds. Mm-hmm. I think I just made my decision.
Those kids have to work for that candy, man. They work their asses
they're not,
off for it.
They're not going to have to work hard at my house because it's maybe not going to happen. Okay, so I was reading this
story.
You'll
be sitting in a nice warm bar somewhere. Okay.
You know what? That, my friend, could be a high possibility. Okay. So I was reading this story recently about a Spanish woman who has been forced to confess to cheating on her husband.
Forced.
She couldn't let this one slide. There was no halfsies about this.
No halfsies.
So she has to confess that she's cheated on her newlywed husband. I mean, she just got married.
Oh.
And like 9 months later, she had to tell him that she cheated on him at her bachelorette party.
Oh, which that's so cliche.
Yeah, what's really not cliche about this one is that it's very, very common in Spain, apparently, to have, I don't know how to say this, like, socially correct, dwarfs, little people, as entertainers.
Wait, okay, and again, I'm eating. Again, in another episode, I'm eating. It's just going to become my theme. I'm either drinking juice or eating or... Hang on. It's very common in Spain for them to have little people?
It's not unusual for dwarves to be hired as entertainers at hen and stag parties in Spain. And several websites offer the services of mini boys, as they are known in Spain.
Oh my God.
So...
That's so offensive.
I don't know what, I mean, like, I gotta think that mini boys is better than being called a midget, but it's still offensive. They're not mini boys. They're just smaller people.
Oh my God.
But I don't know because I don't know any smaller people. If dwarfs is offensive too, I don't know.
And again, we're showing our sheer ignorance here, but I think there's a very specific, I think there's a difference between dwarf and a little person. Like anatomically, like I think there's I don't know, Google it, because I'm pretty sure here, hang on, I have my phone here. I'm pretty sure there's a difference. I remember, I just watch way too much TV is the problem. I'm going to Google it. Okay, so anyway.
Well, so here's the deal. So she has her bachelor party, and she gets it on with the dwarf stripper. He's a stripper.
Oh my God.
So he's stripping
at her. This story keeps getting better and better.
So he strips at her bachelor party. Unbeknownst to her girlfriends and whoever else was there that she actually slept with this guy.
Oh, my God.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Oh, my God.
The trouble I see. Nobody knows but Jesus. And now the rest of the world because it's now on the internet. So the husband thinks that, you know, they believe initially that she conceived this child during the honeymoon. But unfortunately, she couldn't get away with this one because the baby... came out having been born.
Oh,
with
no!
Dwarf. having been born with dwarfism.
So that's like, no, I don't know, honey. He's got a tan. It's not, I did not, I know you're not African-American, but he, so it's the same kind of thing. It's genetic. And she ended up having a dwarf baby.
She felt compelled to tell her husband after questions were raised by friends who had accompanied her on head night, the bachelorette party, which took place at the beginning of the year. I can't help it. But now the husband is asking the doctor how this could happen. How, like, what could have caused this child to be born with dwarfism when there's no dwarfism in the family?
Sir, there's really only one answer for that. Your wife fucked a dwarf.
Right. But so she finally, once they had her son in her arms, she broke down and confessed that she had slept with the midget stripper, according to this article. And it was only because some of the friends felt, you know, like they should tell the husband, well, dude, at the bachelorette party, there was a little fella. And that could explain.
There was a little fella. There was a little fella. He was super sexy. He was super, super sexy.
He was
sexy.
Hot. He and, was so fucking hot. That little fella was so hot.
And I was really horny. So it says, I think it's not little person and dwarf. It's midget and dwarf. I think there's different, those different. Because they say that a midget is a term used for a proportionate dwarf. However, the term has fallen into disfavor and considered offensive by most people of short stature.
I would think midget would be offensive.
Terms here such it is, as, the one. They say terms such as dwarf, little person, LP, a person of short stature are all acceptable, but most people would rather be referred to by their name. Mark.
Wow.
Let's just call me Mark. Don't call me a dwarf.
Right. Like, do you think a little fella would be okay?
Sure. Yeah. I don't think they would find that offensive at all.
I say that with love.
Little fella.
Look at that little fella.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not like being mean.
No.
Nope. I'm sure. Yeah. No, I'm sure the people say other really horrific words with love as well. Okay, so in any case, holy crap! Holy crap, what would you do? What would you do? You're like, you like, get this guy's knob off. He totally is like, you put the little fella inside you.
Well, not the entire little fella. Or
the littler fella inside of you.
Get the little fella all the way up in there. Crawl up in there now. Get up on in there.
Well, you know what? Well, obviously he does not shoot blanks, and he was able to get the job done because she got pregnant. But here's the thing, man. This goes back to how dumb is dumb. Don't you know when you're ovulating? Don't you know that maybe there should have been a condom? Maybe, of all things, firstly, maybe in the very beginning you shouldn't be sleeping with someone else.
Do they make
condoms? If you're getting married.
Do they make condoms that are like...
Oh, come on. Wait, you're not going there, are you? You're wondering if they make condoms for little fellas?
Well, how big? I mean, like, I wonder what the size of their junk is. So is there a special size?
Okay, look it up. Hold on.
Is there a special?
The average size of
a... A special size?
The average size of a dwarf's penis. Come on.
Yes, I want to know. Hang on. I'm going to look it up.
I'm looking it up. Oh my God, you've just taken this down to Chinatown.
Well, it's a legitimate story. Hang on, I'm on the Little People of America website.
Oh, okay.
Can short stature couples become parents?
No, you know what? The only dwarfism is caused by achondroplasia. That means everything grows normally except for the long bones, such as the bones of the arms and the legs.
And surprisingly, the Little People of America's website does not talk about their dick size. I don't know why.
Okay, but like every other man, that their average penis is between 5.5 and 6.5 inches. So it's not a little pee-pee. It's a regular size pee-pee.
Oh, okay, but it was a legitimate question, right? Does that make me sound like a dumbass?
Well, not that like a dumbass, but like I know that you would think. But see, this is, you know what? It's not that you're a dumbass at all. I'm gonna actually let you off on this one. It's not that you're a dumbass at all. It's just something that we don't have firsthand knowledge of. I have never touched someone of small stature's penis. Have you?
look on your face. You're so sincere. Have you? Have you touched the junk of a little person? No, I have not touched the junk.
How would you know?
I don't even know if I've ever met, like, legitimately met a little person, let alone touched their junk. So I wouldn't know.
Yeah, so, well, now look at another PSA, another public service announcement by Double Bubble with Girk and Keek. Listeners, go forth into the world and know and be satisfied with the knowledge.
Grab some junk.
The average size of a little person's penis is the same as yours. There you go.
I think most men would probably go, I'm sorry, Girk, my dick is bigger than 5 inches.
Well, they might say that, but the average size of the, we talked about this before we did the show a couple weeks ago where I talked about the average size and like Germany and somewhere in Africa, like Nigeria or the Congo, we have ginormous penises, but in the United States, it's an average between like 5.5 inches.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, think about it. I mean, sometimes there's a little bit known as too much.
Oh, we discussed this. Don't get me wrong. We have discussed this before. I think I'd rather have just enough than, you know, too much.
Well, you know, I'll have girth versus length anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So getting back to the little fellow with the advertised penis.
So wait. She says nothing. The baby comes out a dwarf.
Surprise.
The friends start to question and go, hey, what was her name? Sally?
Sure.
Hey, that was from Spain. Maria. remember when there was that dwarf at your party? No, okay, no. We were just wondering. Totally, it's probably either the dwarf at your party or divine intervention. We're going to go with divine intervention. And then the husband comes in and says, Doc, what happened to my sperm that would have caused me to have a dwarf baby? And she's just sitting in the back, like with her mouth sewn shut, saying nothing, with big wide saucer eyes, looking around like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think originally, yes, I think that's what the story is leading to. But she, you know, she felt compelled to tell her husband after questions were raised by friends who had accompanied her at the bachelor party. So they obviously knew. They're like going, oh, little baby. Little man she slept with, little baby, little man. That's not a big strike. We didn't know she slept with her. No one knew. So then, there you go. All of a sudden, now the baby's in her arms and she just broke down and she confessed. It doesn't say the follow-up, like, did he dump her ass or I don't believe there is a comment from the stripper. I do not believe that he has been asked what his thoughts are
they didn't track the stripper down to get some.
Not according to this article that was in the Telegraph.
So okay. At the bottom of the article, it says the dwarf was not reachable for a comment.
Right, exactly. It says attempts to find the mini boy was not responded to. All right, so I guess we've learned a couple things that they. Why? Okay, so yeah. Okay, fuck away. Clearly that was able to be done. So you're at your bachelor party. Where are your girlfriends that they don't know that you've slipped away with this gentleman for some pleasure? So obviously that was done on the down low. And then she gets pregnant. I want to know if she ever wondered during that whole time if she was like, I wonder if it's the strippers. I wonder if it's the strippers. I wonder if it's the strippers.
She had to have, because I've had friends that, you know, and not like slutty girls, but I had a friend that wasn't sure. She was on again, off again with her guy. An old guy came into the picture that she hooked up
with. An old guy, like an old man guy, or an old guy like a guy from the past?
A guy from the past. And the baby came out old.
He had gray hair.
He had gray hair and he was all wrinkly. An old flame kind of came in the picture just shortly there, took advantage of the break that she was having with her dude. And I mean, I was kind of looking at her, I'm so innocent. I was looking at her like, seriously? I thought that only happened on soap operas. But she was kind of going, there was for a week there, she was sweating bullets trying to figure out whose it could have been.
Did she get, she got pregnant?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did she have the baby?
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. So, I mean, it happens. It definitely happens. Reality hits. It doesn't happen in my world. I've never dated anybody even remotely, like, close to. I go 7 years being single. So, ain't no question there who's my babies is. But,
right. But don't you think if, okay, so if you decide,
I don't understand the cheating mentality. I really, really, truly, 150%. I've been with guys who've been cheated on. I've been cheated on. I don't understand the cheater's mentality. It's so difficult for me not to, I, in my relationship, I end up saying too much. I get myself in trouble sometimes because I'll share too much. Because I just...
Yeah, that happened to me too.
I have a hard time not, you know, because you just talk. You just kind of blah, 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 and you open your mouth and shit comes out and you go, oh, should I not have said that? Okay. I thought we were sharing everything. All right.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was a problem for me too.
For me, that's kind of big. Like, oops, I accidentally slipped and I fell on that guy's dick. Really sorry about that. Like, I could not keep that. I could not have a whole secret life. Like hidden.
So think about, but okay, so that only happened one time.
Now for
right?
them, yes, it only happened the one time, but still, the whole cheating mentality, I just don't understand. I have dreams. You know how you have the actor's nightmare? Have you ever had actor's nightmare dreams where you're supposed to be
never
doing something
again.
But you're not good at? No, not that. Didn't you ever read the Christopher Durang play, The Actor's Nightmare?
No.
Where you're, it's a stereotypical actor's nightmare is you're about to go on stage, but you can't
and
remember
you
any
lines.
Of the lines.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not just that scenario. I have quote unquote actor's nightmare dreams where I used to work at Universal Studios where I'm on a tram again and I don't remember any of the tour or I'm supposed to be going into a test at school and I didn't study and I don't know where I'm supposed to be going or I can't find the classroom.
Right,
it's
right,
the,
right.
I've had those. It's the typical situation where I've had dreams like that where I woke up and went, oh my God, where I accidentally kind of cheated and went, and then afterwards went, no, 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 no. Oh my God, what did I just do? And then you wake up and go, okay, seriously? Like, I don't even know where that comes from. I could never be that person that just cheats and goes, but baby, you don't understand. It just happened. It didn't mean anything. It just happened. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen. You don't just accidentally kissing somebody. Maybe you get, oh, he kissed me. I pushed him away. It just happened and I pushed him away. You don't just kiss someone and then take all of their clothes off and then have sex with them and go, God, that happened. Oops. Oh, well.
Right.
Let's not
right.
tell anybody. Never again. And then, you know, no. 9 months later, dwarf baby. Oh, surprise.
Well, again, it kind of goes with, okay, so people will make an argument, perhaps not me, but people make an argument that she was so drunk, that she was so fucked up. That she just, it was
bullshit.
Just a novelty because it was a little fella and she's never done it and she never would again.
I would never make that argument because would you? When you were married,
no,
would
I'm
you
not
have
saying...
been so, I know I'm not, you're not saying you, but do you ever remember a situation in your life and you and I have been fucked up? And, you know, I mean, when I was in college, I had some blackout drunks there, but would you ever, in any of your drunken states, would you ever have just drunkenly cheated? It's
no,
not,
I,
it never
I,
would have
listen,
even crossed I, my mind.
I've had enough fun guy stories when I've had a few drinks, some of which I've shared here, never when I've been in a relationship with somebody.
No.
Doesn't happen.
Fuck that.
Mm-mm. Well, okay, so we gave in our commentary on that aspect of it. But the aspect of it to me that kind of is just fascinating is once it comes out, once this baby comes out, how do you sit on it? How do you not be like, okay, listen. Okay,
listen.
What do you... You just put the guy through, like, now he's, like, freaking out. He's wondering what's going on. And you still don't have the nerve to tell him what the deal is and, like, this is ongoing. Ugh. Like,
listen, honey, shit just got real. Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you something that happened.
Right. Yeah, don't be mad at me.
Don't be mad. I accidentally fucked a dwarf.
Oops.
I'm really sorry. My bad.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, and I'm trying to think if I know of any other like crazy like either wedding night stories or, you know,
I knew somebody else. I told you when I was in my, I think I told this story when I was going through my divorce and I was super fucking bitter. And I went to a wedding. I went to a family wedding of a cousin.
Yes.
and I'm sitting in the back just bitter and fucking drunk. Don't do it. You're going to be miserable. And my little sister and I just got hammered. I spent the entire weekend drunk because it was literally like right after I got divorced.
Oh.
And, you know, nobody, you know, who wants to go to a wedding while you're going through your divorce? And ironically enough, a year later, I think less than a year later, that marriage was ending because she was fucking his best friend, the best man. She had been having sex with the best man.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No.
And I went, see?
Too bad.
I knew it. I am like a drunken genius.
Oh my God. I have to tell this story only because we're talking about weddings now. So I came back from California to go to my girlfriend's wedding in Wisconsin. And she was marrying a Jewish gentleman. And none of his family would attend the wedding because they didn't approve.
Did she not convert? Because I had a girlfriend who converted. I had a girlfriend who converted, not Judaism, Catholicism, but I mean, the Jews, they're hardcore. They want to marry their own. So, and a lot of people will just convert.
Well, in Judaism, if the mom's not Jewish, the kids can't be Jewish.
Right.
So that's how it goes. You can't, So anyway, so she was Catholic. She wasn't willing to convert at the time. It didn't bother him, but his family didn't show. So there was already like rot with peril. It also so happens that the priest that was supposed to marry them had a heart attack like 3 days before the wedding.
So the family, the Jewish side of the family was like, see, God doesn't want you to marry this shiksa. Shiksa bitch won't be in our family. God is against you.
So the night before the wedding, the whole wedding party went to the hospital to go get the priest blessing. And we get in there and now it's this deacon. So it's this lay person who's married, who's taking on the role of doing the wedding. And she forgot her veil. And her veil was like 40 minutes away. And the deacon's got another gig going on at some point. And it's just, I mean, this whole thing. And he would not let us leave. So there's 200 people stuck in this church. No one can leave because as soon as the parents get back with the veil, it's showtime. So then they finally get back. I mean, everyone's just kind of like, it's starting to get unruly. You can't get up. It's really like awful. He then does his speechy deacon thing, and he does some blessing where he raises his right arm in like a Heil Hitler as if he's doing a blessing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like he's holding his hand up straight up into the congregation, and I'm going, but the groom's like Jewish. What the fuck? He's like doing a Heil Hitler, and the Jewish guy is like right there getting married, and the Catholic, I mean, it was like, and everyone goes, you can hear the like, you know what I mean? And then I start laughing. I'm down in the pew laughing, laughing because I'm like, this is crazy. This is just craziness. I mean, holy crap. He's like Heil Hitlering. It's nuts. We get to the reception. The bride hadn't been drinking like for a couple months, like just whatever, was hammered because of all the stress of what was going on before they even went in for dinner.
That's great.
So she's hammered. So their table was on a dais, so it was raised, and they were all up top there, and her brother goes to do a speech, and her grandma had passed, so they were honoring the grandma, and they were, you know, just, he's like, you know, I love you, and he's drunk too, and, you know, whatever, and he goes to hug her, and he goes behind the table on the dais, and he goes to hug her, and he gets tripped up in her dress. As they're hugging, they fall backwards and roll through the double doors that are behind them and into the kitchen.
This is why I don't believe in the wedding industry and spending a fuckload of money on a wedding, because any given thing can go wrong on your wedding day and it's like earth shattering. And it's one day out of your life. It's one party.
Yeah,
is there more?
Yeah, well, it's just the fact that everyone literally, first there was like, oh,
well, because, I mean, after the veil, it's like at that point you get so sucked into it that I'm sure she was going, I have to have my veil, my special.
Right,
you know, and those of us who've been married and divorced and are, you know, over it are like, fuck the veil. Just get married. Just walk down the fucking aisle and get married.
It was like the grandma's veil or like, you know, Grandma Moses's veil. I mean, it was some big deal. In any case, then we're laughing for like 5 minutes. How do you recover from that? You know what I'm saying? Like all of your guests are crying because all you see are legs and crinoline over and over as they're rolling down the back of this into the kitchen.
Ground sky, ground sky, ground sky, ground sky.
Oh my God. It was so funny. So, and here's the crazy, you know, you won't be surprised that within 2 years, this marriage failed.
Really?
You know?
Surprising. They just did a study. That was another thing I saw on the Today Show. They just did a study about the size of the ring and how long the amount of money you spend on the wedding and the size of the ring. The more money you spend on the wedding, less amount of time your marriage will last. The larger your ring is, the less amount of time your marriage will last. And I think their theory about it was they did some sort of a study, and I think they had specific monetary amounts on it, which I don't necessarily believe the monetary amounts. I believe the, because I don't remember what they are at the moment, but because I think they were saying something like if you spend more than $3,000 to $5,000 on your ring, but it's like, I'm sorry, there's a lot of rings out there that are more than $5,000 that are not like huge 2-carat right. rings. However, I do believe in the psychology behind it because it makes sense. Because if you're so caught up on, I think their whole theory about the study was, if you're so caught up on making sure that everything is perfect with this day and it has to be this and it has to be that and everything has to be big and I want it like that person's wedding or this magazine or that magazine, and you get sucked into the whole like wedding industry side of it, you're not really focusing on what's real about it, which is just the union of you and this right. other person and the love. And that being said, they say that the same thing about the ring. If the woman is so caught up in making sure she has it, the ring better be big and it better be this and it better be that, then that's not really what the marriage is about. I mean, we're literally, yeah. I'm taking a small handful of people. We're going to a house in Malibu that's beautiful, that is a friend's, that's overlooking the ocean. I'm, you know, putting up a couple of twinkly lights, throwing out some cupcakes and calling it a day.
Right. Yeah. Well, and as you know, I officiate weddings, and thankfully because, and so most of the weddings that I've done have been very small. And to my knowledge, all of them are still married, which is kind of a nice little testament.
Yeah.
In any case, you also have to know that when things happen at weddings, people will always console the bride or groom and be like, no one's going to remember. Don't worry about it. Nothing. No one will remember it. I am telling you, we still talk about the story. And it's been like 50 years ago. Of course they will.
You look at, yeah, of course they will. That just makes you feel better on the day. But everybody's going to fucking talk about it. But, you know.
It was hysterical. Exactly, it was so funny.
That's not the thing that you're going to, you know, that's going to make the bride feel better. Honey, nobody's going to remember it. But, you know, Girk's going to be the one in the background going, baby, it's going to be hilarious. And everyone's going to be talking about it for years.
Forever.
And it's going to be awesome. Because isn't that what you wanted? You wanted to have a memorable day that everybody would remember forever. They're going to remember it, all right. Remember when she fell on her ass and fell down that hill in a wedding dress? That was so awesome.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So anyway, on that note, I don't even think we talked about any of the stuff that we were going to talk about. So you know what? You just have to tune in next week. And find out if Girk pussed out on Halloween. And
see if I get that. I'm
Hey, wait, did you go to the Korean spa?
I didn't have any chance to go there yet, and I'm now. Listen, this is my busy time. I'm working on it. I might do that this week, and also I'm thinking about, now that everything in my area is healing, I'm thinking about going to the pole dancing class Thursday night.
Oh, that's right. Is your Coco totally is healed? No more vag pain? No more knives in your vag?
No more shards of glass. No more blowtorches.
Yay.
Oh, I'm so much happier. So, that being said, thanks for joining us, everyone. Don't forget, the Handcuffs have some really cool dates coming up. www.thehandcuffs.com. Thank you again to them for bringing us in and bringing us out of this lovely time that we share with you. Have a great week.
Bye. I need someone who's clean.